Amen, you pastor. Oh, now I'm going to tell you, if you come to my honey bunny, first thing she's going to say, have we prayed about this yet? I can guarantee you she's learned her lesson well.
But I didn't complain the whole time.
Oh, praise God.
See, I said, I know you know where it is. And I said, Father, I'm not.
Yeah, see, that was your test, see? That was your, Lord, I praise you and thank you for this test. And some, the enemy said, but you fool, you've lost your billfold and you ain't never going to find it. You say, yes, I am. Praise God.
And it tried to get me worried about that if someone, you know, stolen it or something.
Yeah.
If someone was out there spending with my
children. Sure. Yeah. The enemy's going to do everything he can because God made the enemy and he made him good. Didn't he? He made him good. Now then, the Lord says, he has called us, he said, as we know Jesus better, his divine power gives us everything we need for living a godly life. He has called us to receive his own glory and goodness. Wow. We're supposed to be living in the same place Jesus lived. That's a little bit hard for us to grasp. By that same mighty power, he has given us all of his rich and wonderful promises that we were just going around quoting a while ago. He has promised that you will escape the decadence all around you caused by evil desires and that you will share in his divine nature. Because of these great and awesome promises, I'm going to share in his divine nature. So if something comes up on me and I get sick or afflicted, what's the first thing you should do?
Praise.
Praise God and then pray, right? Praise God. How hard is it whenever you, I got something. I feel bad. You know, what's got this problem? And the devil says, you think you're having an appendicitis attack? Now, you're going to agree with him? No. But how many people will say, well, it feels like it.
Yeah.
I believe I am. And the devil says, I got you. And so you say, I better run down to the doctor and let them check me. You know, this is what we do all the time. People do it. And or we start to grumble and complain. And you look at somebody that's sick and they sure ain't joyful. How many people do you know that never go around smiling at all, especially when they're hurting? If God really loved me, he wouldn't put me through these kind of tests. Oh, yeah, that's why he does put you through those kind of tests, because he does love you, and he's not going to train up a bunch of wimps. He's going to train up overcomers, and that's what he wants. He don't want a bunch of wimps. How many of you like to have a wimp working beside you? How many of you men, if you ever go to war, would like to have a woman at your backside to protect you? Not me. That's why I think women ought to not be in the military. You know, God didn't make a woman to be a fighter. You know, they're not supposed to be out there carrying a gun. You know, they may be some good ones, but I don't want one of them behind me because I know how women are, you know, especially when they're young. You know, I know how they are, especially at a certain time of the month. You know, they're very unstable. You never know what they're going to do. I mean, I lived with one 41 years, you know, and many of those years she was young. You know, and I might come home and even though she's happy, all we can do, we just can't do nothing wrong. The next day I come home, man, it's fire and brimstone. I thought, wow, what did I do wrong? I didn't do nothing wrong. It was the time of the month change in her life. That I wouldn't want her backing me up on the military field, I guarantee, when I was in Vietnam, I guarantee. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? God made women for a different chore. He didn't make them to be warriors out on the battlefield. If I want somebody behind me backing me up, I want a big old boy there, at least as big as me, that knows how to use his gun, don't you? And I'd rather have four or five of them around me, really. But you know, we've lost our mind in America. You know, when we put females in the military force, you know, and now, of course, now then, you know, the homosexuals, you know, we put the homosexuals, we've really lost our mind now. You know, but, you know, this world we live in, you know, is it that kind of a world? Has it always been that kind of a world? Oh, sure it has. You know, it's been wicked. I mean, we can go back to when there was just one couple on earth with two sons. One of them killed the other one, didn't they? And in Lot's day, you know, the homosexuals had taken over a whole portion of the country over there. And then a couple of angels come over to tell Lot, you got to get your, you and your family got to get out of here. And those men almost tore the house down with a ramrod because they wanted to know these two angels, which looked like men. They wanted to have sex with them. How would you like to live in a place like that? Not me. Of course, those angels, you know, they wasn't afraid. They just struck them with blindness. They couldn't see how to do nothing. And of course, they told Lot, you know, you get your family and get out of here because we can do nothing till you're in safety. And so when they left, the Lord told them, now don't look back. You know, when you hear this nuclear bomb I'm going to drop, this fire and brimstone, don't you look back. Amen. But did the woman obey?
No.
Did she look back?
Yeah.
And what happened to that girl when she looked back because she disobeyed God? She got messed up big time, didn't she? She turned into a pillow of salt. And they left her sitting right there. That's where she had to stay because of her disobedience. Does God mean what He says when He talks?
Yes.
Yeah, somebody said, well, if He loved her, He wouldn't have done that. No, I mean, He's God, and His ways are not mine and yours. If God tells you something in His Word, you better pay attention. I mean, if you don't, He will discipline you just like He did her. You know, I mean, He is a God, and that's where we get in so much trouble today. We think, well, God's that loving God. You know, He would never do anything like that. He would never have a board meeting in heaven and say, I need to get rid of this boy. But He will, won't He? He did, didn't He? How many of you would like for God to get so upset with you that He calls these spirits and says, you know, I got this girl down there on earth. I need to get rid of her. Her name's Pat. Woo, Pat, we don't want to hear that, do we? Here's what Pat wanted to hear. You know, I got this wonderful girl down there by the name of Pat. She's so lovely and sweet. What can we do to just bless her socks off? That's what she wants to hear, right, Pat? That's what all of us want to hear. Well, if we obey God, that's what He'll do, right, Scott? He will never send out those deathly spirits to kill us when we're obeying Him. I mean, you know, he's pretty, under this new covenant, he's pretty long-suffering and pretty patient anyway. Because if he wasn't, I know most of us in this room, me included, would not be here. You know, if he were to kill me, probably the thousandth time I messed up, I'd have been dead years ago. But he is merciful, and he is kind, and I'm so glad he is. But here he's telling us what's available to us, and by that same mighty power, he has given us all of his rich and wonderful promises. He has promised that you will escape the decadence all around you caused by evil desires that you will share in His divine nature. Now then, that promise that we quoted a while ago, that Matthew 18:19, let's think about these promises. Let's see what's available. Let's go to Matthew 18:19 and let's read that promise. He's given us all these wonderful promises that by these promises we can share in His divine power. Now, do you think God has any sickness in His body? No, not at all. No, He don't ever even get old. You know, He stays the same forever. You know, and wow, I mean, what He says we can do in Matthew 18:19, I also tell you this, if two of you agree down here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. Now, what can you do with that verse if there's two of you? You and Scott can pray for your children and get anything from God as long as you're walking obedience to your word, can't you, Kim? And I'm sure y'all use that often, don't you, Scott? Yeah, sure. Now then, why do so few people in the church use these wonderful promises? That's what was wrong with me. I was in the church, in a good Baptist church, listening to the Word, reading the Word, a Sunday school teacher and a deacon, and I didn't know them. You didn't know them either. So when you learn, they're really there, and he's up there saying, my dear, I love you. I give you this wonderful promise, Terry. If you'll just ask me and get your husband to agree and y'all walk in love, I'll give you two anything you ask me for.
That's right. Gotta walk in love.
That's the secret. He commanded us to do that too, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
I command you. He didn't just say if you want to.
That's right.
He said, I command you to love me and then love your neighbor as yourself. Is that what he said?
That's right.
I command you. So he meant what he said, didn't he?
That's right.
And when you walk in love, I remember out of her testimony, hers and Frank's, I remember at the time they gave it to me. How many years y'all been married now?
We've
Okay.
It was 15.
Okay, it was 15 when I was talking to you that day here a few years ago. I remember you come in and say, Pastor, today is our 15th anniversary. 5 years of hell. 10 years of hell and 5 years of bliss. So something happened after 10 years. Y'all both really got in the line with God. And your whole life changed right there, didn't it?
We learned to walk in forgiveness.
Yes, walk in forgiveness and walk in love to do what God says. So here you can say 10 years of hell, although you were married, 10 years of hell, had 3 children, and then 5 years, you come to that point where you come in line with the Word of God, and you did what you said, and now then that divine power and His divine nature, you too, you and Frank, took that on, and the next 5 years been wonderful in your house, hasn't it?
Yes.
And it's been wonderful.
Nine now.
But think of the men and women that are in the church that never learned these things. Yes, I know. You can feel for them because you've been there. You have lived in hell for 10 years on the earth, although you was married to the man you thought was the man of your dream, which was, but you didn't know how to make it work. And so you and him lived in hell because you wasn't putting God first. And so you didn't understand his promises, although you were going to church. That wasn't the problem. You were at church every Sunday, but you didn't know the promises and you didn't believe them, didn't know how to stand on them. But once you got it, then it changed yours and his life forever.
I've seen a doctor in 9 years.
Wow. Oh. Praise the Lord.
Supernatural
health. Yeah, and I can remember whenever all three of your babies were sick, and that oldest boy was, they were talking about putting him in a wheelchair within another year or something like that, or whatever it was, 6 months or a year. Yeah, he had a problem with his legs, and they were getting worse all the time instead of better. I know, I remember the Lord told you that day he was going to put y'all to the test, too. You remember that? They were on the way to the doctor. Now, they'd got back in a right walk with God, and their son, their oldest son, which had had surgery on one leg, and the other one was beyond surgery, wasn't going to be able to have it done, and they thought he's going to be in a wheelchair within a matter of months. And here he was only 9 or 10 years old at the time or something like that, somewhere back in there. He was 9. And then when they got back in the right walk with God.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled Precious Faith, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.